KSL at night. KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. This is your host, Taylor Morgan. It is Thursday, April 18th. Listeners, I want to make sure you know that you can get breaking news updates directly sent to your mobile device simply by texting the word breaking to 57500. Again, you can sign up to receive breaking news alerts directly to your device simply by texting the word breaking to 57500. Well, with that said, very important news, not necessarily breaking right away, but broke on Saturday, this last Saturday, April 13th, at the Salt Lake County Convention. Delegates at the Republican Party Salt Lake County Convention eliminated state school board member, current incumbent Natalie Klein, and elected Amanda Bollinger. Republican challenger Amanda Bollinger received 63% of the delegate vote at the county convention on Saturday. Dr. Bollinger is now the Republican nominee and will go on to the general election in November. This was really a story that many were following very closely, given some of the scandal and the issues surrounding embattled state school board member Natalie Klein. We now want to move forward and focus on the nomination of Dr. Amanda Bollinger as the Republican candidate in this race. And we are so excited to be joined here on KSL at night by Dr. Amanda Bollinger. Amanda, congratulations on your victory at convention. I imagine that you hopefully have had a little downtime the last few days, have caught up on some sleep.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. It has been a little bit of a whirlwind, and I have been trying to just catch up on sleep. That is a perfect way to say it.
Well, Amanda, what was your experience like leading up to convention, working with delegates and building support among current elected officials? Your campaign had a lot of support and a lot of momentum going into Saturday, but ultimately, we know that the decision was made by delegates. What was your experience like talking to them?
I used a group of great volunteers. I have a lot of friends and family that have been such a support to me. And so we worked really hard to host meet and greets virtually, in person, cottage meetings. We attended all of the GOP meet and greets and had booths at all of those locations. So we worked countless hours just connecting with all of the delegates to make sure that they knew about my platform, what I was about, my experience, my knowledge, and really what I feel like I could help bring to the state school board. So it was so amazing to hear their stories, what they're concerned about, and what they were hoping for in school board members. It was a great experience to connect with so many delegates.
Now, can you walk our listeners through exactly what a state school board member does? I know that seems like a basic question, but the state school board has really, I think, garnered a lot of attention recently. We know that this became partisan in terms of electing members of the state school board fairly recently. Can you walk us through what the job will be if you do win election in November?
Sure. So the state school board, they meet twice a month. One day they meet in a full meeting where they also connect with public, and there's public comment and there's different things they have on their agenda. And then the second day of the month, they break out into smaller committee meetings. And really the role of the school board is to help take federal law and state law, put that into guidelines for schools and school districts so they know how to apply laws into schools. And then the other big pieces that the state school board helps oversee is teacher licensing laws and what it takes to become a teacher here in Utah, and then also the standards that are taught, so the curriculum standards that schools then are supposed to follow. So those are the three big roles of the state school board.
I really appreciated what you said on Saturday at convention. I was a county delegate. I'm in a different school board, unfortunately, but I did pay attention to what you said on Saturday. And this particular quote really was impressive to me. You said, "In these challenging times, we need to unify and not divide. I am a leader that can help bring people together, and I will work tirelessly to bridge the gaps between stakeholders." Can you explain what are the gaps? Where are these issues where we need to bring people together as a member of the state school board?
Yeah, so I think that is at all levels. So it's from parents to schools, school leaders to the state school board, and then the school board to legislators. And oftentimes there's either misunderstandings or unintended consequences when decisions are made. So for example, there might be a law that legislators make because it sounds like a good idea that somebody brings to them, but it may not have the full picture of how it impact principals and teachers and school leaders. And then same vice versa, right? If you might have a parent that's concerned about something and they hear something, but it may not be the truth of what's really happening in the schools. So being able to really be that bridge, because of my experience, my ability to work with all levels, I think that that's something that I bring, that perspective of what it's like to work with parents and teachers and school administrators and district administrators and state school board, and then also legislators.
Now, we don't need to get into the details and rehash the scandal involving your convention opponent. As we move ahead, though, how do we heal? And how, as a potential new member of the state school board, if you win in November, how do you move forward with the community to repair and to heal some of the, you know, the harm that has been done there?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we focus on putting the trust of our education system back into how we function here in Utah and make sure parents do trust what we're doing in our schools. And part of that is transparency and making sure that they feel like they have a say. It is important that we're partnering with parents and that we're being open about what's happening in schools, and we invite parents to come into schools. I think that's a big piece of it. I also think it's important to make sure that we are communicating what's happening and why things are happening, because if people don't know all of the parts and pieces, they often fill in the blanks for themselves. And being able to effectively communicating what's happening and why it's happening with policy or law is really important to make sure that people are confident that we're making the best decisions for kids.
Yeah, definitely. Not to put you on the hot seat, and this is maybe more of just a conversational question that I keep coming back to in my own head, but do we think it's a good thing that our state school board members are elected through the partisan process? Previously, it was a nonpartisan office. Do you think there's positives of having it be a partisan race now, or potential drawbacks?
I think it has both. And I've had this conversation with some of our current legislators recently, and they feel like when you're going to vote for somebody for a position, you often want to vote for somebody that has your same values and beliefs. And they believe that by being associated with a specific political party, it helps individuals know whether or not they align with their basic beliefs. The unintended consequence of that is that often if people make decisions based off of political agendas versus what's best for kids, then our kids are the ones that suffer. So there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah, well, I will say, at least in my opinion, I think your race for State School Board District 9 is clearly an example of, well, it worked and delegates got it right. In the past, maybe, again, my own opinion, delegates in the parties haven't always gotten it right. Their values haven't necessarily always aligned with the broader voters in the parties. However, in your particular race, boy, I have to really tip my hat to the delegates. I thought they did their work and they vetted the candidates. And again, in my opinion, I think they got it right. So congratulations to you on your win at convention and being the Republican nominee for State School Board District 9. And best wishes to you for November. I'm sure we'll have you back well before then.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to watching that race as we go into November. Listeners, great show this evening. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tune in again tomorrow, Friday night, for another episode of KSL at Night.